thank you for the introduction. First of all, I would like to thank the organizers for giving me a chance to talk here. I'm Kazuki Yamamoto from Kyoto University, and my talk is mainly based on this paper. It was recently published, and here are my collaborators. Okay, this is the outline of my talk. The first part is for introduction of motivation and the open quantum systems. And the second part is for model and formulation, including non-Hermitian Bessel model and non-Hermitian mean field theory. And the third part is for results, and the last part is for summary. Okay, now I go on to the introduction. The first motivation comes from the experiments, particularly in ultra-cold atoms with dissipation. For example, in ytterbium 173 ytterbium, there is an experiment called orbital Feshbach resonance. In usual Feshbach resonance, you can tune the interaction between the ground state atoms by using magnetic moments. However, in this atom, you cannot use the pair of ground state atoms because they do not have different magnetic moments, and you have to use excited state atom and the ground state atom. And then, because of this excited state atom, there exists an elastic scattering. The second example is superfluid mode transition via dissipation. In this experiment, they use dissipation engineering using photo association. As you can see here, the interference pattern of superfluid becomes gradually unclear by increasing dissipation. You can also obtain this interference pattern by ramping down the lattice depth. Okay. Another motivation comes from the theory. For example, non-Hermitian Condé effect. But this part, my supervisor talked yesterday, and I skipped the details. And the second example is non-Hermitian Sine-Gordon model. And this is the phase diagram. And this axis shows the TLL parameter. And this axis is the real potential. And this axis is the imaginary potential. So when GI equals zero, you obtain the Hermitian phase diagram. So in the Hermitian case, when you start from this point, k is smaller than 2, the motor insulator phase is always stable. But when GI is finite, when you start from this point, you enter the TLL phase, and this means that non-hermiticity enhances superfluid correlation. And this is in stark contrast to the Hermitian case. Okay, there. I briefly introduced the open quantum systems. And open quantum systems is realized by such as dissipation, including 1, 2, or 3 body losses, or driving. This system is described by quantum master equation, and the detailed expression is written here. This part is for von Neumann equation, and this part corresponds to the coupling to the environment. So, by incorporating these two parts into the Hamiltonian, you obtain the non-Hermitian term, and this part is the jump term, the same as the last part. And then the effective non-Hermitian Hamiltonian is written in this way. Okay, then what is the physical meaning of non-Hermitian quantum systems? It is called quantum trajectory method, and the number of the system is changed when the jump process occurs, and the dynamics in each quantum trajectory is described by non-Hermitian Hamiltonian. So the eigenvalue of H effective becomes complex, and the real part of E is the effective energy, and the imaginary part of E is the decay rate of each eigenstate. Then I go to the model and the formulation. And this is the model. I considered the non-Hermitian fermionic superfluidity with complex valued interaction. So in this species model, and now U becomes complex because of the dissipation gamma. And here I chose the Lindblad operator as two-body loss of Cooper pairs. And then a question arises, how is the fermionic superfluidity altered under complex valued interactions? We developed a non-Hermitian mean field theory and elucidated it. Okay, now I go to the formulation. We started from this partition function. And now it contains the right and the left eigenstates of the Hamiltonian because of the non-hermeticity. And the normalization condition and the completeness condition are written here. And then, by using path integral and Hubbard-Sturton-Weitz transformation, we obtain this effective action. And then, by using the saddle point condition, we obtain the non-Hermitian gap equation. And now, U is complex. And because of this complexity, delta bar times delta becomes also complex. And this is different from the Hermitian case. OK, we can also obtain the relation between order parameters from the action like this. And then delta and delta bar are no longer complex conjugate to each other now. And though I skipped the detailed calculation, we can obtain the simple relation between the order parameters like this. And now theta is the U1 phase, and delta 0 is now complex. So by using this relation, we can obtain the mean field Hamiltonian for non-Hermitian fermionic superfluidity. And then by conducting Bogdyubov transformation by now non-unitary matrix because of the non-Hermiticity of the Hamiltonian, we obtain these quasi-particles. Here, gamma bar is not equal to gamma dagger because of the non-Hermiticity. And these quasi-particles satisfy this anti-commutation relation. So quasi-particles obey neither Fermi nor Bose statistics here. We also obtain the BC's right and the left eigenstate, and which are different from each other. And when we take the gamma equals zero limit, we obtain the usual Hermitian BC's eigenstate. Okay, then I go on to the results. I obtained the superfluid gap for weak attraction by numerically calculating the non-Hermitian gap equation with dissipation. So the blue line is for real part of delta, and the red line is for the imaginary part of delta. And then when we increase dissipation, first superfluid gap, real superfluid gap is suppressed. And then superfluid gap vanishes. And for large dissipation, the superfluid gap is restored. OK, why this reentrant superfluidity arises? And this is because the continuous quantum Zinn effect unique to open quantum systems. Intuitively, when you increase the dissipation, the Cooper pair seems to be broken. However, for large dissipation, the atoms do not want to tunnel to neighboring sites because the instability becomes so large, and this may localize the particles. And because of this suppression of hopping, they make effective molecular pairs. And also, this breakdown and restoration point has unique properties. And this point corresponds to the exceptional points that Hamiltonian cannot be diagonalized. So at these points, non-Hermitian matrix become defective. We can depict the energy spectrum for real and imaginary part at this breakdown and restoration point in this way. And as you can see, real part and the imaginary part becomes zero at these lines, and this makes the exceptional line. So this is the two-dimensional case, and for three-dimensional case, you can obtain the exceptional surface. So And these breakdown restoration corresponds to the unconventional phase transitions derivative to exceptional point lines on the surfaces. By taking into account these results, we obtain the phase diagram. And this part corresponds to the normal state, and the red region is for metastable superfluid. Metastable means the superfluid state shows the local energy minimum of the system. And this is for superfluid state. And for weak attraction, we can see the unconventional phase transition along these lines. And these lines, white lines, show the first order phase transition. And now I explain the details. And the picture of the first order phase transition is written here. The solution of the saddle point is always lower than the normal state in this blue region. However, when you increase the dissipation, the saddle point solution becomes higher than the normal state, and this makes the metastable superfluid. So when you gradually increase the dissipation from the blue region, you enter into the metastable superfluid state. Okay, then how can we reach the reentrant superfluid state here? For example, when you start from this weak attractive Cooper pairs and then introducing dissipation, you cannot reach the reentrant region because the effect of dissipation becomes so large and we cannot neglect the jump terms. Then, is this phase diagram no more meaningful at all regions? And the answer is no. You may detect some features by following the next methods. Now, first, you make on-site Cooper pairs for strong attraction U1, and then introduce strong dissipation. Then, for point to circle, you can obtain strong on-site Cooper pairs by molecular bosons of Zeno effect. And because of these strong Cooper pairs, by decreasing attraction U1, you may detect the delay of dissociation of Cooper pairs. And, this delay of molecules becomes some features of the reentrant superfluidity. Okay, this is the summary of my talk. I considered the BCS Hamiltonian with complex varied interactions and formulated the non-Hermitian mean field theory and obtained this non-Hermitian gap equation. And from this gap equation, we obtained the quasi-particles unique to non-Hermitian systems and unconventional phase transition attributed to exceptional lines and exceptional surfaces. And we also obtained the reentrant superfluidity attributed to these exception manifolds. Okay, this is the end of my talk. Thank you for your attention.
Questions? I'm very much interested. You mentioned about it. Statistics is very interesting. It's neither fermion nor a boson.
Yes.
What kind of particle appears?
Majorana
fermion or no Abelian or parafermion?
Yes. This point. Yes, in fact, I don't know the physical meaning of this quasi-particles, but maybe this statistics is some unique features in non-Hermitian systems, and I have seen some papers that deals with these statistics in non-Hermitian papers, such as PT symmetric superconductors or another papers, but I don't know the physical meaning of these quasi-particles, and this is the open question. What kind of physical phenomena does these quasi-particles cause the physical phenomena? I don't know the details. I don't have a clear answer now.
And also, I would like to ask about the gap equation.
Gap equation, gap yes. Equation. Yes.
So may I understand, delta becomes a complex number?
Yes, now complex, and without U and Gage. Oh. So
delta 0 is still complex.
Yes, in a Hermitian case, when you restrict the theta to 0, delta 0 is real. And now delta 0 becomes complex, and in fact, now I'm calculating this mean field of theory in open quantum systems, and I obtained some relation in open quantum systems, and they are also complex in open quantum systems without U1 gauge. Yeah.
U is a real number.
U, no, now.
U also becomes complex now.
Yes, yes, now U is complex because of this gamma. Yes.
So what is the condition under which you can neglect the jump term? I mean,
yes, yes, yes.
Interpretation?
Yes. To be honest, it is so difficult to neglect jump terms in real experiment because they have attraction U, and they make attractive Cooper pairs, and in real systems, the effect of dissipation is so large. However, I evaluated some time scales of relaxation time of the superfluid and the time scales of dissipation, and I think that they are in some regions they are comparable, and my theory cannot be the general theory for in real experiment, but in some regions there may be some non-Hermitian properties. I think yes, and yeah, how to neglect the jump terms is open question and so difficult in non-Hermitian systems. Yeah, so. Because of the difficulties, I now calculate the superfluid in open quantum systems without using approximation.
But
yes.
Chopin,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Are both the times determined by gamma, or is there the
yes,
two independent
yes, yes.
times here?
Yes. Yes. So when you yeah. Yeah, when the dissipation rate is small and the lifetime is so large, you can neglect the jump terms as short time dynamics, and there may be no Hermitian dynamics. Yeah.
Okay, one more question.
In your slide, I think the dispersion looks like a tight binding model, right?
Yes, tight binding model.
But, and what is the chemical potential now?
We took the chemical potential to zero, and I showed that it is the same condition to half occupied state, half filling.
But in this case, you mean that a single Hubbard model?
Single Hubbard model.
But
yes.
This means that at the zero chemical potential, there is some Bahnhof singularity, which means that there is a large density of states. So if you change the chemical potential,
yes.
I think the
yes.
situation is changed.
Yes.
What happened?
You mean in two-dimensional case for This work is for three-dimensional, and I calculated the exceptional points for two-dimensional case, but this theory is for three-dimensional case. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's thank the speaker again. Now it's lunchtime, so we're going to come back at 2:00.